It is a powerful winter storm known as a bomb cyclone. The blizzard conditions, hurricane-strength winds are pummeling the eastern U.S. Here in the Midwest, though, we're looking on, but still dealing with sub-zero temperatures and sobering wind chill. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Meteorologist Chad Franzen is with WSAW-TV in Wausau. We reached out to him to help us sort through the weather we're experiencing, get a forecast as well. Chad, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kate. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are temperatures shaping up this morning in Wisconsin?
Yeah, most temperatures, again, well below zero, and wind chills in the dangerous level, and that's why we have wind chill advisories in effect for a good portion of the state, with wind chills as cold as 30, 35 degrees below zero here just for the next couple of hours. And there will be an improvement as we head throughout the day as the winds will diminish a little bit. But again, a very chilly start, and overall still looking at some very cold conditions to continue. Right now, it looks like the coldest spot in the state that I see is Phillips, Wisconsin, at 17 degrees below zero as of this hour. Last hour, Rice Lake, and it looks like Rice Lake and also Siren, Wisconsin, both at 21 below.
Will we warm up by the weekend? When will we get out of this deep freeze?
We're getting some indications that we're going to see a small pattern shift in the weather pattern as we head into the weekend, and that'll certainly bring us a little warmer weather and also our next chance for some precipitation, some snowfall back into portions of the state. So that will give us at least a 1 or 2 day reprieve from the bitterly cold temperatures. Most locations have been 15 to 25 degrees below the average for this time of year, and some locations haven't had wind chills above zero in a couple of days. So there will be a small respite from the bitterly cold temperatures this weekend, and we should be pushing the 20s and some 30s coming up by the time we get around to Sunday and Monday. Kind of a quick-lived warming trend, but it'll certainly feel quite nice out there to see our temperatures in the double digits for high temperatures, which some parts of the state haven't seen in several days.
We'll take it. We'll take it. Well, let's move our attention now to what's happening on the East Coast. What is a bomb cyclone?
Bomb cyclone, bombogenesis, what everybody wants to refer to as basically kind of a winter hurricane. And this is a deepening low-pressure system that will be racing up the eastern coast as we head into the next day and a half. And this is what was originally responsible for the snowfall across parts of Florida, Tallahassee picking up just a couple tenths of an inch of snowfall in Florida, but first time in about 30 years that had happened. So, in conjunction with the cold air coming in behind it and this very strong storm system that will have some hurricane force winds out ahead of it, now you've got kind of the situation for just a complete mess on the eastern seaboard here from now all the way through basically tomorrow night. And it looks like the hardest hit areas will be anywhere from the Delmarva right up through Massachusetts, Maine. And depending on where you're at, you're talking 12 to 18 inches of snow. And then you'll have the wind gusts out ahead of the storm system that'll be hurricane force that could approach 70 miles per hour along the coastline in parts of Maine and maybe even a little bit of Vermont, what little coast they have there. So very interesting storm system. It's going to be national news for a long period of time. And in addition to the snow, you've got blizzard-like conditions. And so obviously traveling toward the East Coast and any airport hubs that are over there are going to have ramifications in travel right here in central, in north central, in southern Wisconsin, and back to Minnesota and everywhere else. So it is going to be a complete mess on the eastern seaboard.
What's interesting to you as you watch that massive storm develop, and you're a meteorologist, so I'm sure you're watching just the intricacies of that storm. Is it when a lot of different things collide and the confluences of timing? What is it about this massive storm?
Yeah, exactly what you said. It's a kind of a perfect situation where you've got a deepening of a low pressure system that wants to race up the eastern seaboard. Then in conjunction with that, you've got some upper level support that is going to be bringing in some of the factor in the rapid deepening of this low pressure system. And then you've also gotten the fact that it's got some very cold air coming in behind it. And you've got a little more of the clash of the air masses, so to speak. So it is a unique situation. It doesn't always happen. The northeastern United States does go through these kind of storm systems. This one going to be better noted for the wind and all the problems it causes with the blizzard-like conditions. Sometimes if the northeast gets a nor'easter, you get a little more of storm surge and some rain on the front side of these. But this one's pretty much a cold weather system, and this is going to mean a lot of snowfall for areas. And if you think about it, New York City just really has no place to put snow. Mm. So you're talking about some major travel ramifications, not only today and tomorrow, but all the way through the weekend for parts of the Northeast.
Chad Franzen is a meteorologist at WSAW-TV in Wausau. He's walking us through the weather patterns we're seeing here in Wisconsin and around the country. Chad, back here on the plains, the Weather Channel reported earlier this week it was 45 degrees below zero in Headinger, North Dakota. That was the coldest recorded temperature on the planet at that time. It beat out even the Arctic Circle. What contributes to an environment that it's that frigid?
Well, we've had several weeks of the very cold temperatures that have kind of pushed into basically everything along the Rocky Mountains and eastward, and that cold air has spilled all the way down into the deep south, and as evident as what we've seen in the last 24 hours with what happened in Florida, when it spills southward and has a pretty good push, this is going to affect a good portion of the nation. And for a good part of the United States and for the eastern half of Canada, the bitterly cold air has come in, settled in. Hudson Bay started to ice over right away, and you get these induced low-pressure systems over Hudson Bay, which basically spin counterclockwise and repeatedly will send us that cold air directly from the Arctic Circle, while meanwhile parts of Alaska get into more of the ridge of the whole thing. And that's why a good portion of Alaska is actually warmer than Wisconsin, especially right now today. So it's not necessarily unusual for it to happen. It's more unusual for us to stay in this cold weather pattern for several weeks. And minus a little bit of a reprieve this weekend, we're going to be back into the deep freeze again. And so there are some areas of Wisconsin with not much of a snowpack. They'll continue to have issues with some frozen pipes and everything else that comes from the extreme cold that's expected for the better part of 2 weeks.
Are we breaking records left and right, or are you seeing some normal inline patterns with previous decades and years?
There are some similarities to the 2013-2014 winter time. Okay. There's also some similarities to 08-09 where the cold air is, but there hasn't been a whole lot of records being broke across the state of Wisconsin for record low temperatures, not yet anyway. Some of these January record lows are anywhere from 15 to 35 degrees below zero. So these locations such as Siren that's at 21 below, it'll be close to a record this morning, but we haven't seen a whole lot of these fall just yet in regards to actual air temperature. There really aren't records kept for longest amount of time below zero wind chills and stuff like that for many areas, because of how the archiving is done within the Weather Service. But there are some locations in the last several days that haven't had a wind chill above zero. And now you're talking dangerous cold. And it just happens to come after a lot of kids return to school from the holiday break. So that's where we've had some issues with, basically kids are running from the bus to work and or to school, and people are running from the house to work and having to warm cars up, and not much of relief in sight on that anytime soon.
Well, the freezing temperatures have accelerated ice forming on Green Bay. How does that compare to the last several winters?
Green Bay, there's a National Weather Service in Green Bay has a pretty interesting kind of little movie they put together of the last 5 years of ice accumulation on the Bay of Green Bay. And this year by far is one of the faster ones that they've had. Lake Superior is starting to ice over pretty quickly as well. And Ontario in the eastern part of the Great Lakes is starting to ice over very quickly because of the very cold weather. So it's ahead of where it would normally be. It's certainly ahead of where it's been in the last couple of years. And one thing that these colder weather patterns do is they keep the storm track. The active storm track is usually farther south and plunges down into the central plain states. So that's why a good portion of Wisconsin is behind on snowfall for the year, and a good portion of Wisconsin has less than 10 inches of snow depth. And while a few snowmobile trails are open in the northern part of the state, obviously with not much of a chance for snowfall, those trail conditions are going to be better met with some poor conditions at times. And also people have to ride out there when it's 10 to 15 degrees air temperature-wise just in the morning to get going.
Well, Chad, before we let you go, how many days until spring? We know you're counting.
We're down to 75 days before spring, depending on how you want to count today. So if you count today as part of it, and then, you know, so we're talking about 75 days.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Stay warm.
All right. You too. Have a great day.
You too. Chad Franzen is a meteorologist at WSAW-TV in Wausau. When we come back, we'll explore the significance of eco-anxiety and what extreme weather has to do with our state of mind. You can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Does climate change cause you stress? Let's talk about it after this news.